Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up, it's a get up show.
I wonder if I can go down to the hobo community.
Of course. Hey, it's the Get Up Show here on the Simon Says podcast number 100.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We did it.
We did it, man.
All right, and we're done.
Made it to 100. So, yeah, we got a real cool thing going on here at the office right in time for Christmas. None of the toilets work, and they're flooding.
What I like is that there's no real indication of which ones work and which don't.
Well, so it was confined to just one, we thought.
Until I found out.
And so everyone said, don't use that one. Okay, I'll use it. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was like Jed's bubbling crude.
It was, well, yeah, luckily.
It was wild, man.
Oh, God.
A lemonade fountain.
I was like, let me out of here. I don't want to be the one.
But that's the worst feeling in the world because there's nothing you could do about it.
No.
Just leave. Just run.
I guess it's true.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be here today.
What, is there a problem? I'm not there.
Who was in the building? Oh, Maddie's on vacation.
So, Merry Christmas, everybody. It's almost here. Isn't this exciting? How excited are you? Are you Christmas people or not?
Oh, I'm so excited. I've always loved Christmas.
Yeah, but it's a little different this year because it's not the same gift giving. We've talked about this before, but it's like with the kids being older, I miss that feeling of the tree being filled with presents, and we're not really doing that.
You're not. You suck.
No, because
you're bad parents.
But it's not the same. Like they don't want all that stuff.
It doesn't matter what they want. It's
exactly
what you want to give them.
I know,
them.
But I don't want to just give them disposable crap.
Oh, bro, no. That's what you do.
No.
You give them clothes, and you give them
they don't wear it.
They don't wear clothes.
I love it when you
give them. Where would I buy them?
I love it when you give the little, like you say, disposable crap. And then the next year you break out your Christmas decorations and there's a small pile of presents that never got used or put away. You ever have that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just the best. You guys want phone calls first? We got some good phone calls.
Let's get them. Let's get them going.
For podcast number 100. If you ever want to be part of the podcast, call 336-373-0987. We'd love to include you. So here we go.
Hey, Simon. I think y'all wrong for that talking about that plumber this morning. They found that money. I'm sorry. He did do the right thing, and he turned that money in. There was the reward out, and he should have gotten that award. He should have got acknowledged regardless if that's what he wanted or not. So what? Who wouldn't want to be acknowledged for their good deeds? Because everybody do stuff,
yep,
and they're getting rewarded and get rewards and go to reward shows.
Yep.
And y'all clapping and singing and happy when y'all get a reward for what y'all do. So we don't want to say that when y'all minister, y'all are wrong for doing that. So why would he be wrong for doing the right thing? Why is he being casted down this morning? That ain't right.
Yep.
Joe should have acknowledged him. So what's going on with the funny money? Somebody's in trouble, and I'm glad he told it. I'm glad he called in because we're in a season where God is exposing people. So we're not going to be mad that he was exposed. The public needed to know. As they give to that church and give their hard-earned money, tithes and offering and all that, and about 1% probably make it to the community with backpacks, school books every year, we're not trying to hear that, and we're not being deceived. I think he should have been rewarded for his good deed, and he should have told somebody. And I'm not going to say that the Lord didn't move his heart to go on and call in and share that. He created the opportunity, and the plumber did that. He should be acknowledged. He should be rewarded.
Did I miss
somebody
something?
Get that money, and we want to know who it is. So let's not let this case die in the news, okay? Thank you. Good morning, team.
Good morning, team.
I want to go to a reward show.
She's talking about the money that they found in the wall at that Joel Osteen church. It was like $600,000. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know how to tell her. That wasn't us talking about that. That's a little bit too serious for us.
Yeah, we don't. We just be like, hey, that's cool. Okay.
Isn't that great, though?
I was like, when did we talk about that?
We didn't.
In depth, even.
But, wow. You know, I was out with COVID, and I still have COVID brain, so I don't know. Has there been an update on that story? Did anything ever
come up?
You
got a reward, right? That was about it. Well, there's rewardings.
So when it first got stolen, there was a reward out, but then it was never found, so they donated that reward to Crime Stoppers. Well, so technically there's not a reward available, so I don't know. But I mean, with that much money, you'd think they could spare a dime or two.
Man, I can't remember the last time I got invited to a reward show.
Well, you need to do something to be rewarded for, don't you?
Yes.
They don't just give away rewards.
Yeah, but I would tell people if I was being rewarded.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to tell somebody.
What would you do if you were cutting into a wall and you found this giant pile of money that had clearly been there for quite some time?
I would immediately go on my lunch break.
Is it cash?
Come back.
Some was cash. There was piles of cash and checks.
And envelopes.
Yeah.
Well, I think that some of that might have to end up somewhere in my person.
Wow, you're awful. You're both awful.
I didn't say all of it.
Well,
nobody knows it's there.
Yeah. I need a taste.
Yeah, that is kind of tempting, isn't it?
And Joel's okay. He doesn't need it.
Oh, he's doing fine. 600 grand in the wall.
Yeah, I mean, of all the things you can find hidden in a wall, I think that would be the better thing.
Yeah, instead of a note that says, why are you looking in here?
A creepy doll head.
An old bottle.
Here we go.
That song you're playing now, bright sunshine today. The sky's clear now. All the dark clouds are gone. Kept them blind. The clouds don't blame their troubles on the clouds. That's why the earth is unsurvivable now.
Yeah.
Burning the lands up and everything.
Yep.
Take that song out of the computer or whatever. You don't need to be played.
All right, we'll take it out.
These are the people who's got the country and the planet in the shape it's in.
People who like that song.
Oh.
We're supposed to have rain. Clouds. Rain is what helps people. It don't hurt people.
Can you imagine a sit-down conversation with this dude?
So are we blaming our troubles on the clouds?
That's what I hear.
On that song, yeah.
Yeah, because the song says it's a bright, sunshiny day, all the clouds are gone, etc.
But that's not rain's not a bad thing.
Well,
clouds in general.
That's what you say.
The sunshine is what kills everything.
See?
What?
I don't like that song. Destroy it.
Destroy it, he said.
Oh, wow. We're really getting...
I don't like it.
Doesn't like it.
All right.
And Get Up Show yesterday morning, I believe it was, a day for talking about babies. What is babies? Think of you playing with them, what they like and what they don't like. Well, I know firsthand.
Oof.
I told you before.
No.
When I was a baby in diapers, I laid on the bed.
He told us before. Don't you remember that?
Oh, about when he was a baby in diapers,
of course. Hold on, listen.
Maybe a month. I don't know how many months old I was. My brother, don't pick a baby up with both hands on each arm of the baby and pitching them up in the air.
Why?
That shocked my brain.
Shocked his brain, that's why.
I wanted to cry. I left him almost right in there. The roof was low. He could have bounced my head against the roof or dropped me in the floor.
It's the roof?
Oh, you like throwing him in the air?
I didn't know what to cry, what I wanted to do.
Oh, my God.
Wait, listen.
It shocked my mind to talk like a grown-up.
That explains
He's talking like a grown-up at a month old.
I don't know if I uttered the words to tell Mom and tell him to stop.
Month old.
Just like
Mom,
Michael
stop.
Jackson held that baby out the window.
Wait, is this the same cause of the cloud thing?
Yeah.
It shocks your brain in having this natural growth.
It's all the sun's fault. Grows.
It made my brain turn into a grown-up.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Words came to my mind. I don't know if I spoke them or not. I can't remember. I didn't know whether to cry or to, like a baby. It made my brain jump ahead mm-hmm. time. That's why I think so much now, Rick.
That's why I think so much.
Okay.
Yes. They don't like that.
Babies don't like that.
Don't like it. I'm sure they don't. Makes you fear heights too, Alex.
I need to have an anti-drug talk with my kids. Can I save this phone call?
Sure. I don't think it's drugs. I really don't.
Guys,
that's what it sounds like.
It's because he was picked up under his arms.
As a baby.
His brain was shocked.
Kept playing, grabbing me up off the bed and picking me up and catching me. He let me go in there, and then he catch me. What if he missed? I hit the floor and splat.
But he
splat.
But he didn't. He caught him.
Well, right. Yeah.
I was trying to
we
tell
all
mama
got thrown
to make
like
him stop. I remember. I started to cry, but she wouldn't understand what I was saying. Then my mind said I wanted to tell him to stop.
Isn't that amazing?
Get me away from him.
This is that is
especially
anyway,
because
real?
You remember all of this.
Hold on.
The morning, but that's what I want to say.
Oh.
About what a baby's thinking.
That's what.
Okay.
But.
Hold on.
Well.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Thank you, sir.
Well, there you go. What's the first thing you remember? What's the farthest back you remember? He remembers being a month old and realizing that his brain had become an adult brain when he was a month old.
Did he, though?
What's the first thing you remember?
I remember the first neighborhood we lived in, which we moved away from when I was four. So I can't specifically tell you how old I was at the time, but I remember, you know, being over at the neighbor's house and like hanging out on the street in mm-hmm. the neighborhood and things like that.
What about you? First memory?
I was a couple years old when I stole a tray of brownies and me and the dog ate them.
For
they
real?
Funny brownies?
No. But we've talked. I think we had my mom on the show one time to talk about it because she was super excited because she made them from scratch and she wanted to have them. Then they heard a noise in the kitchen and I had taken the brownies into my room. And
wow, that's
I was
bold.
Very proud about myself sharing with the dog. I could have killed the dog in hindsight.
True.
Baby me didn't realize the dog shouldn't eat chocolate, not. But.
Wow, that's a good one. You think you were two and you remember it?
I would say like three-ish because I was still in diapers because I got spanked, but I had diapers on and it didn't do anything.
You were 15?
It was just the other day.
Well, I remember very clearly my brother coming in and lifting me up under both my arms and throwing me in the air.
Yeah.
And
then, did it catch you?
And then my brain shot forward. No.
It could have gone splat.
I actually remember wearing the hard white baby shoes.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
I was in a yard. We had this little like garden patch. We had goats and stuff over there. And I was walking around the yard and I saw a giant bumblebee and he scared me. So I kicked him with my little hard white baby shoes and then staggered away. That's my first memory. Very first. I also remember one time digging through the trash and finding an ointment tube and thinking, wow, this is neat. And then dug a little bit more in the trash and there's a wasp in there. So I turned around and ran and threw the ointment over my shoulder behind me while I was running, went back and looked. It pinned the wasp in the trash can.
Nuh-uh.
For real.
You have a lot of bee memories.
Yeah, that is two flying, stinging insect memories, isn't it? I never thought about that before.
What about that time when the girl down the street and you were best friends, but you didn't have your medicine? And then the bee stung you?
Too soon.
Too soon.
Hey, Simon!
Oh, God.
You know we did that last night.
Okay.
How about some AC/DC? You go, man.
I guess that's what you call an iPod, what y'all done while I do.
Well.
That boy that works with y'all in the morning.
The boy that works with us in the morning. I think he's talking about you.
Yeah.
He said something about he don't want to know this stuff. I'm thinking, is this something I'm saying he don't want to know?
Yeah, man. When you're on the radio saying things, are you referring to him?
Wait a minute. What did he say that I said?
You don't want to know that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Simon. You make me laugh even when I get out on the wrong side of the bed at 3 a.m. because my cat's scratching my neck.
Ooh.
And then I go outside at 4 a.m. and there's roosters crawling all over my town. And there's not even supposed to be any roosters in town.
Right.
And then my kitchen cabinet won't close, so I have to get the sledgehammer out to make it close. And uh-huh. I was in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And you guys make me laugh so much. Thank you.
Aww.
Honest to goodness, I don't even know where you come up with your stuff. But you say you'll play everything, and I missed Halloween for, let's just say, a series of unfortunate events. So I'd like to hear Bela Lugosi's Dead. Thank you. Bye.
Wow, that was a rough day.
Really tough day.
My question is, at what point, I mean, do you go right to the sledgehammer to shut something?
Maybe she has a kitchen sledgehammer handy. You know?
Is there various sizes of sledgehammery?
I think when you put sledge in front of hammer, that makes it major, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, generally, there's not like a delicate sledgehammer.
Like rubber mallet does not count as a sledgehammer.
No, oh, but they're great. They're great. Do you mean the Three Stooges style foam rubber mallet they hit each other in the head with?
I do not at all.
Oh, never mind. That day kind of reminds me of the day I had when I was getting, the day I got out of quarantine. You both heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
We were leaving, the first time leaving out of quarantine, and I stopped and I said, you know what? I hadn't started my old car in weeks because of quarantine and whatever. Let me just turn it over one time and let it run, back it down the driveway, and then park it, and then we'll go. Okay, sounds good. So I get in the car and it won't start. So I go and I'm like, no problem. I'm prepared for this. I have jumper cables in the old car. So I take them, hook them up on the new car. I'm revving. I'm going back and forth from car to car and thinking this should be just another minute, when the hood slams down on the jumper cables. And by the way, the hood doesn't stay up by itself.
Oh, so how is it open?
I had a piece of wood, a piece of firewood holding it open there.
Like
prop,
you do. Yeah.
A prop, you know. So it slammed down, slammed the prop wood down, slammed onto the jumper cables. And I'm like, oh, geez, well, that's not good. So I get out. I try to open the hood. It's locked. It's locked, but still open enough where I can see the piece of wood and I can still see the jumper cables, but I can't open the damn hood.
Did it bend the hood around the log?
Let's not get bogged down on that yet.
Okay.
Because then I tried to open the hood by pulling on it and broke the grill straight off the front of my 2002 Mercedes.
What are you pulling
Mercedes
on the grill for? That's not the hood.
It was all right there. Who knew it would come off? Would you think when you're trying to lift a hood on a car that you would break the grill off of the car?
No, because I don't grab the grill. I grab the hood.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
Well, he's got big fingers.
It's true.
He can't control what he's grabbing.
So broke the grill off and then jammed it back in place. Like, maybe that'll stay. And then go back inside the car to try and release the hood again, and broke the hood release off in my hand. Now, is that okay? Is it okay
you
to touch that?
You broke the hood release off from the inside, the one you pull on?
But can't you picture this, though? Because you know how he gets when he gets frustrated? Like, he goes zero to blind
anger. I'm so
anger
glad I wasn't
so
there
fast
to experience any of this.
Can you picture, like, that slam, and then he rips the grate, and so you can see him brighting, like, he's bright red.
Yeah.
He's like, ah!
Yeah.
Like, I can see it. And so you immediately then went in, I bet, and just grabbed it, pulled it.
Well, I really think we need to talk more about his big mitts and how he broke everything on the car. Just the touch of a hand.
That's not even the end of it. Then I realize I better get these jumper cables out from under here at all costs. So I reach in and I get the black one off, and I'm reaching to get the red one off, and I pull it a little bit and yank the wire straight out of the clip. And break that.
You don't know your own strength.
Is it that?
You've broken everything.
You know, it's like that mom strength thing. Like, you know, like car falls on the baby. Like pick up and flip the car. He's like the Hulk when he's mad. Like, you wouldn't like him when he's angry. Were you green? Did anything rip off?
I wasn't green. I bet I was red.
When you settled down, were your pants all tattered?
There was sad piano music playing when I walked out of town. I had all my belongings in a backpack. So then, all right, so that's that. I realize I can't win this. This car has beaten me. I'm a broken man, broken spirit, dripping with sweat, almost crying,
bright
red. All
you wanted to do was start the car.
Go back in the house, and something told me to check the Christmas tree. So I did, and I realized I couldn't see the water level in the Christmas tree stand, and I had been watering it while it was full the entire time.
Oh.
So it ran over and soaked all the presents under the tree. I mean, soaked. You could put your finger through the box.
Oh, goodness. Did it ruin them?
I didn't unwrap. I just flipped them over, turned the air conditioner on, and
hope
let them dry. But,
Dad, why do all our presents smell like mildew?
Oh, my God. They might. Mightn't they?
That's all right. That'd be good.
Toss them all in the dryer, wrapping and all.
Gotta be careful.
It's a fuzzy Christmas.
Gotta be careful with the dryer, because then I took the tree skirt, which was soaking, dripping wet, ran with it to the laundry room, threw it in the dryer, started it, and within minutes, I start smell burning.
What's the tree skirt made out of?
Kindling.
Yeah, kindling.
Oily rags.
Basically. And I think it was a combination of whatever it was, the poly material and the Christmas tree needles that heated up in the dryer and made it so
Well, probably,
burning.
Too, is that you can't put something that's completely saturated in water into the dryer.
It's called a dryer.
Yeah, I know. You don't do a lot of laundry. So I've had that problem before where you have to really make sure like a lot of the moisture.
Kind of wring it out.
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
But it's called a dryer.
So here's my other question. Are we sure that the Christmas tree is even drinking any water?
No.
Doesn't sound like the presents were.
Yeah. The presents are just as lush and green.
Well, because it, might be like covered over with sap on the bottom, and then you're going to need to lift the whole thing out and poke some holes in it.
Yeah, sure.
At this point, we just don't stop watering.
Well, you're going to set your whole house on fire then.
No. I've done enough.
It'll all be dry, even if it's sitting in a bucket full of water.
My wife thought that our tree was still drinking lots of water, so she kept watering it, and then I busted the dogs.
Oh, yeah, they love that. They love that.
I heard
that.
A lapping sound. And
see,
this is delicious.
Yeah.
I don't miss that, because every Christmas, it'd be a quiet moment, and then you hear...
She's like, oh, my gosh, this tree is amazing. It's still drinking water. So she said, I'm watering it every day, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And then when I was home the other day, I heard...
I was just about to say my dog doesn't do that when I remembered I don't have a real Christmas tree.
Wait, real quick. What happened to the car? So you got it towed away? Have you had any?
Yeah, it's fixed. Randy Jensen. Shout out to Randy Jensen. But,
I mean, so was it, what did the log? Did the log mess it up? Was there?
He says not. He said they were able to get the battery charged, got it started. He's been driving it. They got the hood open. He's resecured the grill with some clips and some straps. He said you'll never see it.
You got the handle back on.
Got the handle back on for the hood release. So basically, it's a new car.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And the hood will stay up now. Next time the battery dies, I won't have to destroy everything. So there, yeah. And I'm thinking about an artificial tree after all this water thing, man. I've been so close to getting a fake tree for years.
You might as well.
A couple more calls, I think. Let's see.
Hey, Simon. My name is Carrie. I live in Salisbury, and I just wanted to say that as a woman with very small breasts, I find it very unnerving that men with bigger breasts than me are okay to just be outside mowing their yards. Like, I want to be outside mowing my yard without my shirt on. It's hot. Those tan lines are ugly.
Okay.
I feel y'all. Thanks for... representing us little bitty nipple ladies. Love you, Simon.
That was when Madonna put out those pictures that I had to look at 30 or 40 times to make sure I was offended by them.
Yeah.
And they got edited out there in the world because there was a nipple showing.
Yes.
And so then people started, well, she said, hey, everybody's got nipples. Why is this a thing? Why is the world so sexist against female nipples?
I don't know. I'm with her.
Neither of you are. That's you're what? So straightforward thinking. You're not offended by female
nipples. No, I think that please feel free to mow your lawn with your shirt off.
So are you nipple allies? Is that what we're saying here?
Yeah, totally, man.
Absolutely. I support all women of all sizes of breasts that
mow
your lawns.
What about old art? You know, like at the Lilla.
You mean not old art down the street?
No, not art. Not Arthur.
Not that guy.
Old art. Old art, everybody's naked.
Yeah.
And they're not being edited. They're not putting bars over those.
They are in some instances.
Yeah?
There was a whole push. Wasn't there a whole thing where putting pants on David and covering up?
Well, they do need to put pants on David. Poor David. He's had enough.
It was very cold.
Gee whiz, you know? It's just a giggle. He's a giggle magnet.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Can you imagine being immortalized in one of the most amazing works of art? And it's like, God, that was a really cold studio. I'm the most famous, statuesque junk in the world. And
well, he wasn't in the mood that day.
You couldn't have embellished it a little bit?
Come on, man. Work with me here.
Hold on.
Standing here all day.
In the mood that day. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Let me prepare for this.
I don't want to know how you prepare.
Fluffer?
I don't want to hear about that.
I mean.
Okay, here we go. You both say you're into Christmas. Let's see how you do with the Get Up Show Simon Says Podcast Christmas Quiz.
Okay.
you'll ring in with your name. Mm-hmm. Which popular Christmas beverage is also called milk punch?
Charlie.
I heard Charlie first.
That's fine.
Eggnog.
It is eggnog. Do you know why they started making eggnog back in the 1700s?
No.
To preserve eggs and milk. If you had too much eggs and milk, they'd go bad, so they mixed them up with whiskey and rum so that it would preserve it.
So does that do it? I mean, because I know your nog will sit around sometimes for a
year.
Yeah.
I have one jar of my nog that's 2 years old right now in the fridge.
So does that mean we just start preserving everything with whiskey and rum?
Hey,
I'm doing it with myself.
It will last forever?
I'm going to live forever.
What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red...
Charlie. Play reindeer games.
Well, that's not exactly the answer I have here. Maddie, would you like to steal?
No, that's what I was going to say.
No. Join in any reindeer games.
Oh, you got to be specific.
Completely different.
Oh. We need these rules before the answer, Pat Sajak. Thank you very much.
How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol?
Maddie?
Four. He's right. I always thought it was three. What's the fourth one?
Jacob Marley.
Oh, Marley's ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Marley shows up.
Hey, man! We're jamming.
Three ghosts.
In the movie Miracle on 34th Street, it's based on a real-life department store. What's the department store?
Charlie? Macy's.
She's right. What are two other popular names for Santa Claus?
Charlie.
You go ahead.
Saint Nick and Father Christmas.
I'll take it. They also had Kris Kringle here. What do people traditionally put on top of a Christmas tree? You got to just ring in, man. Go ahead, Charlie.
An angel?
Yes.
Star.
I have a star, too. I've always had a star. It's sometimes a Santa hat. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going?
Charlie.
I heard Maddie time.
Paris.
Paris is right. He did one. In the classic movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with three words.
Maddie? Rotten, stinky, stunk.
Charlie.
You want to steal?
Stink, stank, stunk.
Look at her.
Ah, I was Harriet.
In which modern-day country was the real St. Nicholas born?
Maddie.
Go.
Sweden.
No.
Norway?
Turkey.
Oh, really?
Yep. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what happens every time an...
Charlie.
I almost gave it away. Go ahead, both of you say it.
An angel gets its wings.
Yeah. I was saying, what happened every time an angel got its wings?
A bell rings. Maddie.
Whoa, look at that.
Look at it go.
What words follow Silent Night?
Charlie.
Maddie.
Charlie.
Holy Night.
She did it.
In the first verse.
All is calm. All is bright.
Who played six different roles in the Polar Express?
Maddie? Tom Hanks?
There he goes. What's Scrooge's first name?
Charlie?
Ebenezer.
You guys are good. Plus, these are easy.
We know Christmas.
These are so easy, man. Okay, which country did eggnog come from?
Maddie? Paris.
That's not a country. Charlie?
Norway.
Huh?
Norway.
No, England.
Damn it.
Okay. When they placed it on his head, what did Frost... Maddie?
Join in any reindeer games.
What in the world are you doing?
Charlie, he began to dance around.
Yeah, there we go. Ooh, I like this one.
I blanked.
What's Ralphie's little brother's name in A Christmas Story?
Oh, shoot. It's...
You got to ring in with your name.
Maddie, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Randy.
Damn it!
Which Christmas song says everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way?
Charlie? Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
Yeah, good. Brenda Lee.
I was singing it.
Oh, man, that song is so cool. The way the guitar and the saxophone are like the other vocalists. You ever pay attention to how that song is constructed?
Not at all.
Oh, it's so good. Which of Santa's reindeer has the name that is associated with another holiday?
Maddie.
Maddie?
Cupid.
There he is. Cupid in the house.
I just got to him.
That silence was both Dash of us running through.
Yeah. In the song Winter Wonderland, what do they call the snowman? Y'all are singing Maddie. It in your head, Maddie.
Preacher Brown?
Well, Parson Brown.
I'll take it. In the movie Elf, what's the first rule of the Code of Elves?
To spread Christmas cheer, you sing out loud for all to hear?
Treat every day like Christmas.
Oh.
According to the song, what did my true love give me on the eighth day?
Oh,
come on.
Charlie. 8 Maids of Milking.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
What do you think is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Maddie? Christmas Carol.
No.
Charlie.
Go ahead.
A Christmas Story.
Home Alone.
Oh, damn it.
Die Hard.
In the Nat King Cole song. Oh, Die Hard, a Christmas movie. There's a thing about that. Hold on. In the Nat King Cole song, whose eyes were all aglow?
Maddie. Tiny Tots.
There he did it.
Tiny Tots.
Tater Tots.
Yes.
How many?
Have you seen that picture?
How many total gifts were given in the 12 days of Christmas?
Oh, gosh. Total. I can't do math.
Yeah, I'm forget it.
364. 364 gifts total in that 12.
That's almost a year's worth.
Which fairy tale has the first gingerbread house in it?
Maddie.
Charlie.
Maddie.
Hansel and Gretel.
Very good. How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Maddie.
Charlie.
Maddie.
Feliz Navidad.
He did it.
Feliz Navidad.
Let's see. You want a couple more?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. What gift did the little drummer boy give to the newborn Christ?
Charlie. He played his drum.
He did.
Drum, bum, bum.
What's the best-selling Christmas song of all time?
Charlie. Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Nope.
Maddie. Rudolph?
Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
No.
Who said Christmas doesn't come from a store? Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more.
Charlie.
Yes.
It was in The Grinch. Okay. Is it the narrator?
Who wrote it?
Maddie, Dr. Seuss.
There we go. Three of Santa's reindeer's names begin with D.
True?
Charlie.
Yeah. Go ahead, Charlie.
Dasher, Dancer, and Donner.
Very good.
Oh.
Did y'all hear that there's a controversy going around that all of Santa's reindeer are female, and I don't know why that's controversial.
Well, it's not controversial.
Yes, it is.
In the sense that it's not like we're mad that they're all women.
Is it because they have antlers?
It's because they say that male antlers, the antlers on the male reindeer fall off before the winter, so they couldn't be...
All right.
They couldn't
pulling
be boys.
Santa's sleigh.
Slow down.
With all the antlers.
Well, wouldn't we know when they flow overhead?
And they're pretty high up there, man.
You got to look up.
Yeah, you got to really be looking.
Actually, we wouldn't because, you know, one of those cool websites that has to prove things right and wrong, they looked into it because they're like, well, wait a minute. Let's see. Let's see if they are all females. Turns out that they could be. They could be pregnant female reindeer because they keep their antlers through the winter.
Yeah.
Oh, those poor things.
Or it could be castrated males.
We prefer gelding.
Oh, those poor things.
Well, what else are they going to do?
So, therefore, you wouldn't know if you looked up because...
Oh, well, you had a good run.
Well, the castrated males are easier to handle. They listen better. They're not trying to run off and snuggle with the other.
That's generally true.
And make the females pregnant.
Okay. I bet you'll never guess. There's a new survey out. The best Christmas song of all time.
Best Christmas song of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Winter Wonderland.
No, this is a very specific version of this song.
Oh.
It's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by Hozier.
What?
I haven't heard him do that.
I've never heard that, and that's the number one. They've got a list of the 65 best Christmas songs of all time, and that's number one.
That must be a worldwide survey because he's really popular in like other countries.
Have you heard, there's like an Elton John Christmas song that he did with Ed Sheeran that's supposed to be fantastic. Have you heard that
it's
one?
It's called Merry Christmas.
Is it good?
Well, we can't play it on here because we can't afford it.
Oh, right. That's a good point.
I've not heard that one either. You know, I'm a purist, man. It takes a while for me to get onto a new Christmas song. I like the Eels. Everything's going to be cool this Christmas.
But that's not, there's nothing purist about that. They wrote that themselves.
It's in the 90s.
He's got one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, it takes me a while to get onto a new Christmas song. You know, I've been trying to like that one since the 90s, and now I'm there.
Good job.
So maybe.
Glad you're finally here.
Maybe in a few years I'll listen to that Ed Sheeran, Elton John song. So, we've determined for sure that Die Hard is a Christmas movie now, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you know it was based on a book?
What, Die Hard?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
No.
I didn't know that either.
What?
I still have my awesome diehard Christmas decoration that Maddie made me.
I do too. It's on my tree.
Is it on your tree?
Yeah.
I keep it on top of my refrigerator all year. When I walk by the refrigerator, he's looking at me through that little window.
Was that from last year or 2 years ago?
2 years.
It's a heating vent.
Oh.
It's not a window.
See, I never saw the movie.
Are you kidding?
No, I never saw it. I saw parts of it, I think.
What?
We're going to have to strap him down and make him watch it.
Did you read the spoiler at least?
Oh, yeah, I know what happens.
You can't even. you just can't. I don't know how you're making it through life without having seen Die Hard.
There's a lot of those I hadn't seen.
God, because of that movie, it's like I'm terrified to take my shoes off.
Well, I haven't seen The Matrix, and now there's a new Matrix coming out, and I haven't seen any of the first ones. So I'm very.
That's right. It's out now. Yeah. I can go home and watch it or watch it here at work.
You're not supposed to be here at work.
You love Spider-Man too, right? The new Spider-Man?
It was so good.
I haven't read the spoilers on that yet.
Don't.
It's very good. There's a lot of spoilers out there right now on the internet. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why I went and saw it on Sunday.
Yeah.
But it was really good. Both my kids, there was a couple moments where my daughter and I specifically looked at each other like, yes!
Were there any tear moments?
Yes. There was a couple too.
Bro, I can't do that.
That was good. It was fantastic. I will say, here's the only spoiler, is that the end credit scenes, the second one, they say, oh, yeah, there's another one. It's just a trailer for the new Doctor Strange.
Well, that's still something.
So you don't have to stand around and wait for that.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love it when you're at a movie and you know there's something coming after the credits and people get up and start marching out.
You're like, no, you're going to miss something.
Stupid.
Yeah, but it's like Marvel movies. It's like, do you just not care? Because this is like some of the best.
Because it usually gives a clue as to something that's going to happen.
Okay, three more and then we got to get out of here. In the 1964 movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's elf friend?
Hermie. Maddie.
Maddie?
Maddie's Hermie.
Hermie. Ooh, if you have access to listen to us on the radio Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's the Simon Players version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
So good.
I think it starts at around 5 o'clock on Friday, and then Christmas morning it starts around 8 or 9.
Does it run a couple times on Christmas, I hope?
No.
We got to run it a bunch of times.
We just run it like once all the way through.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, once Christmas Eve and once Christmas morning. Like morning.
Okay. You like it, Charlie?
Oh, it's so fun. It's like the best rendition of Rudolph I think I've ever heard.
How many years ago did we do that?
A long time.
It was a long time ago.
Back when we used to do stuff like that.
It was before me.
That's what I was going to say. It was back when we did stuff.
When we had free time.
Back when y'all were like trying to be funny and stuff.
What popular?
We gave that up.
What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving?
Maddie?
Maddie?
Jingle Bells?
He's right.
Am really? I?
Yes, listen to all those angels. Last one. What was the first company to use Santa Claus in advertising, Charlie?
Coca-Cola.
She's right. That's where the look of the most, you know, most Santas look like the Coca-Cola Santa.
Huh.
Isn't that neat? You didn't know that?
Was his beard all white with snow because it used to be made with cocaine?
Yes.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Santa, how did you know? Around the world. Woo-hoo!
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you for joining us on podcast number 100.
Yeah, that's awesome.
100. Can't believe it. Subscribe and like and stuff, and you can listen to the radio at 987simon.com.
Help us get to 100 subscribers.
100 episodes, 100 subscribers.
Yay!
Yeah, don't dream too big.
All right, I'm sorry.
Final thought, Charlie.
Be a nipple ally.
Maddie.
Santa loves cocaine.
Woo! Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Next time.
Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.